I had this hergish that it feels like throughout the beginning of Bava Basra, I mean beginning, it's 2 months, 2 intense months, there was a lot of mention of the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, the Masechta began talking about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Perek HaShutvin, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Hurdis. Whoever didn't see Binyan, Hurdis never saw a beautiful Binyan in his life. Gadol Yir covered Habayis HaAchron and Arishon. Right? Perek HaShutvin started very, very much talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Cheskes HaBatim ended talking about the Beis HaMikdash. In Meshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, Kol HaMesaba, Yerushalayim, Zoyche B'Roya B'Simchasa. I don't know. Wasn't sure if it's punked or is there something here. There may be a little bit of a tzushtal above my pay grade, but just one Zayir HaKadosh. And we're going to end with this. The Zayir is in Parshas Balak. It says as follows. Vayar Balak. Zok the Zayir. Reb Chizki HaPasach. Koya Mar Hashem. Shimru Mishpat. Vasu Tztaka. Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi Lavoi. So said Rav Chizkiya, Kama Chaviv in Yisrael, Kama Kutcha Berichu. The Avah gav the Inun Chavu Kameh, even though they didn't do Averis. The Chavin Kameh Bechol Zimna and Zimna, and sometimes they always do Averis. Iu Avaloin Li Yisrael's Dainas Kishkagis. If they didn't do Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make this Dainas Kishkagis. That's if we do Tshuva Meyira, and if we do Tshuva Meyahava, then this Dainas are even going to be Schuyas. And then Rav Chizkiya continued. He said, V'hochi Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba. Listen to what Rav Hamnuna Saba said. This is mamash fascinating. He said, Tlos Bavei Dina, there are three bavas with regards to Chosha Mishpat that we find in Shas. Chada Kadmisa, the first bava, what we know as bava kama, is barba of Isnezikin. Hashar va'abar amava va'heva. Tinyana, the second of the bavas, is talis d'ishtakach. Shnai moichsim b'talis, ze oimer ani mitzasiyah, v'ze oimer ani mitzasiyah. There was a talis that was found. Tlisa, the third bava is shutfin. It's perikas shutfin. The raza da aveda. So what's raza da aveda? So if you look here on the side of the new zayars, so it seems that there's a shaila if you're even supposed to be geiris raza da aveda. But that teretz tzvi, one of the mefarshei hazayar says, yeah, he's supposed to be geiris raza da aveda, and raza da aveda is referring to perik cheskes avatim. And what does perik cheskes avatim have to do with raza da aveda? It's because in cheskes avatim, what happens? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, "What are you doing in my property?" He says, "Your property is my property." He says, "I'm the Marakama." He says, "Yeah, but I bought it from you." He says, "Where's your shtar?" "I lost my shtar." And Cheskes HaBatim, which is all predicated on this guy having lost his shtar, it's already 3 years, so it's called Raza David. But either way, he said, Rav Hamnuna Saba, there's three buffers. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Bava Kama is the Arbava Sinzikin. Ashnor Vabar Vamava Vaheva. Bava Metzia is Talis Dishtaka. And the third is Perikas Shutfin, and then Raza Daveda, which is Cheskes HaBatim. My time, what's the side of all this? What's the pnimius? Because a Yid could do Averis. But then if he does Tshuva, Kadosh Baruch is going to be Mekabalus Tshuva. The Inu, the Sidru, Maslis, and the Tlas above the Hachi Sidru. And it's for that reason they will Mesader these three Bavis based on that theme, and not just based on that theme, but really based on a pasuk. Oirech dekra nakto. The pasuk says, "Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda asher yemar ki uze, ad ho Elohim yovei dvar shneim, asher yashion Elohim yishalim shneim lireyeh." Says the Zohar. Al kol dvar pesha. What does the pesha mean? Pesha is referring to the averis that the Yidden do. Pshaim. These are averis b'mezid, and that is merumis in bava kama. Al kol dvar pesha, what comes next? Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, da bava kama, da hochi hu be'inun milin. Right, that is bava kama. How does bava kama start? Al ba'arvis nezikim. When we started bava kama, we spoke out the chasam soifers psicha to bava kama, where he quotes from the Ramami Fano, that Ramami Fano said that ba'arvis nezikim are the four klippis and the four nezikim, all the tsaras come from the various that we do, and these are the ba'arvis nezikim. So the first part of the pasuk is referring to that. What's next? Al Salmo do Bava Metzia. Salmo's Bava Metzia. Next word in the Pasuk. Shnayim Moichsin Betalis. And what happened? What happened was the Yidden did Averis. And because we do Averis, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, so we got lost. We're lost. We're Kiseh Oyved, right? We're lost in Golis. But if we do Tshuva, and we work, and whether it's Tshuva Meyira, or whether it's Tshuva Me'ahava, our Tshuva will be Neskayim, which means there'll be a time where we'll be found. It's going to be ze omer ani mitzasiya, v'se omer ani mitzasiya. Al kol aveda da bava tlisa da erach kra nakto. And the way they explain it is, what's the end of the pasuk? Adu elihim yavei dvar shneim. Shneim are the shutfin. These are the shneim, and that's bava basra. So again, this is above my pay grade. But the Zohar Kadosh says as follows, that the three bavas are merumas in this pasuk and parashas mishpatim, and not just that, it tells the story a little bit of the trajectory of the Jewish people. Bava Kama is Dar Ba'ovis Nezikin, Al Ashar, Bar, Mave, Heva, we do Averis, and it brings a lot of Ketrugim. And we're lost. But at the same time, if we do tshuva, we'll be found. And what happens if we do tshuva and we're found? Ultimately, we're going to become shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will mean that our tshuva is going to be in the sky. Bava Basra and Befrat, Perikas Shutfin and Perik Cheskas Abatim, Shutfin and Raza Da Aveda, they symbolize this idea that we could do Averis, but at the same time, if we do tshuva, our tshuva will be in the sky. And that was the way Rav Chizkiah used to start Parshas Balak from all Parshas. Koy Amar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat V'asu Tztaka, Ki Kreve Yeshuasi Lavoi. And he would get inspiration from the three Bavas. Bava Kama, you do Averis, you're in trouble, you're lost, you do tshuva, Bava Mitziah, Shnai Meichs and the Talis, this lost Talis, Zayim Ra'anim Mitzasiyah, Zayim Ra'anim Mitzasiyah. And then the tshuva is going to be in the sky, it's going to be a shutfin, you'll be a shutfin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll be Zoycha to Raza Da'aveda. And this was Rav Chizkiah's inspiration, this was Rav Amnuna Saba's inspiration. But here's the point, Perik HaShutfin, and Perik Cheskes HaBatim, that's the Krevi Yeshuasi Lovay. That shows that we do tshuva, and we can become shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was thinking, what's Raza Da'aveda? So this is way above my pay grade. I don't even know if you're allowed to take a stab at it. But Kubi Raza Da'aveda is that what happens in Cheskes HaBatim? In Cheskes HaBatim, you lost your shtar. If you lost your shtar, they should throw you out of court. It should be game over. Or B'sadah Mitzias, that even though you lost, B'sfaloyrin, you lost your shtar, it doesn't matter. You're still a muchzik. You still end up getting your karka. The Raza Da'aveda, that's a shtickle soy, that you could be faloyrin, and afilo in the matzav of Aveda, you're still going to walk away Zakai Bedin. But the bottom line is, Hashutfin and Raza Da'aveda are the third bava, which is the bava where it's doinus nasin shkoges, where it's doinus nasin tzchuyos, where our tshuva was read in the sky, and where we were found, and we become shutfin with a kadosh baruch, and the fact that we're lost, it's fine. Even in a matzav of being in ganzav faler, and everything's okay, you start with the beis hamikdash, we end with the beis hamikdash. It's the krovi yeshuasi lavoi that Reb Chizkiah said in the Zohar and Parshas Balak. If you want to look it up, it's daf kuf tzadik ches amir aleph. Maybe a little bit of pnimius, either way, definitely. Matzah Shabbos thing, and we'll stop it.